Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm dandy. I'm looking forward to seeing what all the weird weather and everything else is going to bring us. It's spring in Kansas. That's what we get. And being spring, things are blooming, things are greening up, things are moving around out there, so that's why today's topic is especially important. We've got butterfly gardens.
We do. You know, overall, I've talked about, you know, some honeybees in the past, some of our hummingbirds, but today I wanted to get the last one in and talk about creating a butterfly garden.
Okay, I'm for it. Let's have it.
All right. So, as I said, today I wanted to talk a little about creating a habitat for butterflies, especially the monarchs that are getting ready to migrate through here. So throughout the growing season, you will begin to see several types of butterflies in your garden, with monarchs being one of the most recognized. In the recent decades, the population of migrating monarchs to and from Mexico has declined. A lack of habitat and plants for food has made the journey difficult. Kansas is one of 10 states that are working to support monarch migration. Monarchs complete up to 4 generations to reach the northern limits of their range, which takes them up into Canada. A key plant to help with this is milkweed. Adult butterflies will only lay eggs on milkweed, as this is their sole food source. One thing to think about is during the spring and fall migrations, having plants that will be in bloom in both seasons. When selecting a site to plant plants for butterflies, it is ideal to have 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. For example, bee balm and verbena plants bloom in the early spring. Coneflowers, blazing star, and goldenrod all bloom in the summer into fall. Sage and asters bloom in the late summer into fall. Blocks of plants in a 3 to 4 foot square are great. Having a spot that is sheltered from the wind will also help butterflies. Having a mud puddle that provides water and minerals for butterflies, is a great way to also attract them to your garden. A dish with moistened sand or a shallow dish that has rocks or marbles in it will also work. Do not let the water level get over the rocks because they need a place to land while they take a drink. A large flat rock in full sun provides a great spot for butterflies to warm up on those unusual cool days during the summer months. A treat for butterflies can be your overripe bananas. Butterflies enjoy any rotted fruit. Avoid pesticide use and deadhead plants to force them to continue to bloom. Two more maintenance tips are to allow a little debris in the garden over the winter months. Many butterflies spend the winter as caterpillars in wood piles, decaying branches, falling leaves, and dead stalks of perennials. Also, set your mower to the highest setting so that the tiny caterpillars in the lawn are not disturbed before they turn into butterflies. If you have white clover in the lawn, allow that to bloom before you mow it off. The nectar provides early food for the butterflies, but also allows natural nitrogen into your lawn by keeping the clover in. Some of the most common butterflies you will see in the area besides the monarch are the black swallowtail, buckeye, your cloudless sulfur, hackberry, painted lady, red spotted purple, tiger swallowtail, and your zebra swallowtail. Lastly, some types of milkweeds for the garden are the balloon milkweed, your butterfly milkweed, your common milkweed, green milkweed, horsetail milkweed, showy milkweed, smooth milkweed, swamp milkweed, and yellow butterfly weed, which is an annual in this area.
A lot of people think of milkweed as just a weed, but number one, they've got really pretty flowers, especially the butterfly milkweed. That orange is unmistakable and really sharp. But also, milkweed sap will get rid of warts. You don't drink it. You rub it on the wart and it dries and takes the wart away with it. But multi-purpose, but the fact that it attracts butterflies, that's number one. If people have questions about where to get some of these plants or, hey, can you run down that list again? How can they get a hold of you?
So the best way would be call one of our extension offices and they'll transfer me to whichever one I'm at and I'll get back to you that way.
Outstanding. That's what we'll do then. And a 3x3 or a 4x4 box is good for planting a garden for butterflies?
Yes, they kind of just like small areas or patches where, like I said, in there is a little more, but more protected, full sun and wind, but they don't necessarily need a lot of space to attract them to your garden.
Kind of a mini meadow.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have to remember that. Thank you very much. I appreciate the information, and I know everybody listening does as well.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.